watching you from the heart of the economic capital of the entire West African region. We'd like to say hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. Welcome. We are two matches into the round of 16 of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ students debate. Today, our judges will select two more candidates to join the two candidates from yesterday's matchups in the quarterfinals. There are only eight slots in the quarterfinals, and only eight candidates will advance from the round of 16. We bid you welcome. We remind you we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Tunde Abdul Salam, our guy, is making sure our stream is great. And so are all the other guys who deal with our digital content and all of that. Everybody from Ken to Sam to Olamide.
That's right.
Brilliant, brilliant team. Let me say, where are my manners? My host, partner in crime, and sister from another mother, Yvonne Ohaifo.
Thank you very much, Femi. Thank you, Lagos. Welcome to another episode of I Beg to Differ. This is the round of 16 matchup day two. Our judges are on standby. Special thanks to our sponsor, May Brands, who specialize in luxury watches and fashion accessories. Obiwizi is one of our partners, as well as Just Food. Obiwizi is where you can get your gadgets, both brand new and pre-owned. Just Food makes Just Delight non-dairy ice cream.
The winner of the I Beg to Differ Students Debate Season 7 will receive 1 million Naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion folding laptop stand, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GP Pro gaming console, and a GL pocket power bank. Second place finisher will receive 500,000 Naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. The third place finisher will walk away with 250,000 Naira, Green Lion AirBuds Pro, a Green Lion Smartwatch Ultra SE, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. All gadgets, by the way, a courtesy of Obiwizi.
That's right. For sponsorship, if you'd like to be a part of what's happening on I Beg to Differ, if you'd like to join Obiwizi, Just Food, or May Brands, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. Our judges, as I said earlier, are ready to go, are on standby. We have our chief judge, Dr. Chikinwe Adichie, who is the head of Department of Communication, Media and Cultural Studies at Pan Atlantic University, Lagos, Nigeria. We also have Ishioma Againe, who is the head of Legal and Administration for AIM Group. Amabasi Ekove is the program officer at Budget Foundation, and our very own Cool Wazobia Info News Manager, Ufoma Egbamuno, is also here to judge the debates. Now, our debaters for this hour: 15-year-old Richard Naomi Bassey, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College, Badore. She is in SS2. You first met her in this season when she debated the topic, the drinking age in Nigeria should be increased to 21 years. I see her mouthing SS3. You're in SS3. Fantastic. She debated the topic, the drinking age in Nigeria should be increased to 21 years. And of course, she defeated her opponent, Olashini Mojisola Aishat. And then you met her opponent, Abolaji Adesina Mufida, who is 14 years old. A student of Eva Adelaja Girls Senior Secondary School. She surprisingly is in SS3. She is in SS3. Of course, she was first introduced to you when she debated the topic, the public universities should be free in Nigeria. And we witnessed quite a fiery show that day, because her opponent was no easy target, was no easy match. Olanion Fadil, unfortunately, she won that by the whiskers, you know. And the topic today for this hour is that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. This is a topic that both youngsters will debate for this hour.
Okay, now that you've met the contestants, you know the topic. It's time to remind you of the rules. Students, debaters, Naomi and Mufida. Well, you'll get three rounds of debate each. A presentation round, a rebuttal round, and a closing round. The judges are paying attention to your scoring on the afternoon. Remember, they will award you points based on the number, quality, and originality of every unique point you make. The judges will also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of your presentation. At the end of those three rounds, you may tie. Now, with regards to those three rounds, a quick reminder, in your rebuttal rounds, remember, you listen attentively to what your opponent is saying, you jot down points that you want to rebut, take their points apart, and tell us why. If you do that and you have time to spare, go into additional points that you would like to make from your own storehouse of points you want to make, okay? Feel free. It will also count. So there will be a tiebreaker round if both of you are tied after the three rounds. If that happens, you'll engage in a tiebreaker round. For that tiebreaker round, you'll switch sides and you'll have 5 minutes to argue the position previously argued by your opponent, after which a decision will certainly be made.
That's right. Remember, you were both told to prepare for both sides of the topic. I've got two folded pieces of paper in my palm, which will determine how you debate for this hour. And I am shaking these now. You will pick, and then that will determine who goes first.
Lagos, if you're only just joining us, a quick reminder, this first debate, it is the second quarterfinal. Yes, the second quarterfinal qualifying day. And this debate is for the third qualifier into the quarterfinal stage.
That's
15
right.
Minutes, 15-year-old Richard Naomi Bassi, SS3 student of Lagos State Senior Model College, Baduri, up against 14-year-old SS3 student Abolaji Adesina Mufida from Eva Adelaja Girls Senior Secondary School. May the best debater, or the better debater of the two, win.
Indeed. And while we prepare to go into the debate, we'll find out who picked the supporting side and who picked the opposing side. I'll start with Mufida. To my left, what side will you be debating today?
I'm supporting.
You are supporting the motion that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. That leaves Richard Naomi with the opposing side. Interesting. Lagos, these kids have the topic. They know the rules. They know the sides they will be debating. And now all that is left to do is to debate. We will take a short break. Remember, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Join the live streams. Nigeria Info on Facebook, Nigeria Info on YouTube. Join the live streams to see these young women go head to head this evening. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It is time to go into the debate proper between Richard Naomi Bassi and Abolaji Adesina Mufida.
That's right. Both are in SS3. Naomi Bassi is 15 years old. Abolaji Adesina is 14 years old. The topic is that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. The motion supporter is Abolaji Adesina Mufida. The motion opposer is Naomi Richard. We will start this round with the motion supporter. Mufida, you have 3 minutes to state your argument, and those 3 minutes start now.
Climate change is the biggest threat to our natural environment and societies everywhere. And the poorest countries are paying the heaviest price. Good day, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and everyone listening. My name is Abolaji Adesina Mufida, representative of Eva Adelaja Snoga Secondary School. Here to strongly support the motion, which states, and I quote, climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. People around the world are witnessing firsthand how climate change can wreak havoc on our planet. Increasing average temperatures fuel intense wildfires, hurricanes and droughts are now impossible to ignore. Around the world has been plunged into a global pandemic. Scientists are sounding the alarm once more that climate change is the biggest threat that has faced humanity since its recorded history. Climate change is the biggest threat to sustainable development everywhere. Its widespread, unprecedented impacts burden the poorest and the most vulnerable. Climate change acts as a threat multiplier, fueling tension and conflict for scarce resources like water and food availability. Climate change, when there's competition for land, for durable land that goes as a result of climate change, can lead to intense conflict and violent death. This can also lead to mass displacement and humanitarian crisis. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center has estimated that around 24 million people are displaced each year due to climate-related events. Climate change affects food productivity, which leads to low yields and increased food price, which affects vulnerable communities everywhere. Rising sea levels and increasingly intense extreme weather events can cause people to migrate from one place to another, seeking greener pastures, durable environments, and much more better opportunities. This can also lead to economic loss and loss of life. When people now move from one place to another and they have no hope of getting any jobs, and this leads to starvation. A lot of people are experiencing chronic hunger all due to the disease we know as climate change. According to Nigerian Meteorological Service, Nigeria's average temperature, which is 41 degrees Celsius for the south and 39 degrees Celsius for north, is going to rise in the next few months. The agency has elaborated that this rise can cause Nigerians to face different illnesses and ailments such as heart attacks, strokes, heat waves, and the likes. This can cause people to be susceptible to climate change and can cause heat-related diseases, respiratory diseases, and the spread of infectious diseases. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And she deserves a round of applause, doesn't she?
She does.
We're taking quite by surprise. How much time did she have left?
A few minutes shy of 1 minute. A few seconds shy of 1 minute. And we will go to the motion opposer, Naomi Richard Bassey, 15 years old, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College. Naomi, your 3 minutes start now.
What does climate change mean to you? And what do you understand by sustainability? Over the past few years, this term has become a buzzword alongside other terms like green, eco-friendly, and carbon footprint. Sustainability is a key issue area for global citizens. And recently, we've dedicated a significant amount of our time to talk about climate change. But sustainability is more than just combating climate change, because climate change isn't the only threat facing humanity, neither is it the greatest. The human race has really messed things up. And this is serious stuff that shouldn't be downplayed. Our planet is under attack by all the serious threats, but we fail to recognize it because of people like my opponents who sits down here ignorantly telling me that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity. Good day, the moderators, adjudicators, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, my audience, ladies and gentlemen. I am by virtue of the nomenclature Richard Naomi, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College, by the way, here to vehemently oppose the motion of the topic that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Indeed, deforestation. Deforestation is a threat and one cause of climate change. But beyond that, it's responsible for the depletion of oxygen in the atmosphere and also the displacement of wildfire. So if my opponent argues that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today, and deforestation happens to be its backbone, what then is the greatest threat here? In fact, pollution. According to the World Health Organization, air pollution is the world's single biggest environmental health risk, and this is because it's responsible for 11.6 billion deaths on average per year. Air pollution poisons the soil, waterways, harms plants, kills animals, as well as humans. Besides that, we have the threat of loss of biodiversity. As a result of overfishing, habitat destruction, deforestation, pollution, and other factors, plants and animals are nearing extinction. Even the smallest disruption to an ecosystem can have a domino effect on us So that's why protecting biodiversity is as important as protecting the endangered humanity. Also, the threat of ocean dead zones. Dead zones occur in the ocean where oxygen falls until marine life can no longer survive. Typically, they pop up They pop up near highly populated coastal regions like North America's Gulf Coast, where there are a lot of chemicals. So if you're a fan of seafood, fingers crossed one of your meals didn't come from those deadly zones, because even if marine life survives, the chemical can still get into our food, thus threatening human life. In fact, overpopulation. The human population is growing, and as it continues to grow, more stress is put on the environment, and more resources are lost. I'm talking about food and water in particular. As the population continues to grow, more wilderness is taking over to make room for infrastructure, and more room is taking over to make room for infrastructure. More stuff is created and more pollution is created. Moreover, overfishing. For far too long, we've taken the ocean for granted, taking from it, discarding unwanted waste there, and taking from it without causing the repercussions. Thank you.
What a round, Lagos. Richard Naomi Bassi is 15 years old, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College, Badore. She is in SS3. Her opponent, Abolaji Adesina Mufida, is 14 years old, a student of Eva Adelaja Girls Senior Secondary School. She is also in SS3. The topic is, climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Mufida is the motion supporter and Naomi is the motion opposer. You have just heard the presentation round. We will take a short break, and when we come back, you will hear the rebuttal round. Stay here.
Welcome back to this first debate of the afternoon between Naomi and Mufida. You heard the presentation rounds, first from Mufida and then from Naomi. It's time now for the rebuttal rounds.
That's right. And for the rebuttal rounds, we will start with the motion opposer, Richard Naomi Bassi, 15 years old, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College, Badore. Naomi, your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols do observe. I still remain the motion opposer, Richard Naomi. My opponent said that climate change is a threat multiplier. So I want to ask a question. What exactly is a threat multiplier? Is it climate change or the factors that cause climate change, such as deforestation or air pollution? I would advise that you go and have a deeper research, because so that you would be informed that climate change are caused by deforestation and air pollution. So therefore, its causes, or rather its factors, are the threat multiplier. Then you also talked about competition for land. Why would you say climate change causes the competition for land? I'm still talking about going back to do a deep research. If you do your research properly, you found out that overpopulation is the real cause for competition for land. Just like I said earlier, I said overpopulation puts stress on the environment, and it allows us to take over more wilderness to make room for more infrastructures. So thus leads to competition for land, because the human population continues to outgrow the resources that are available to us. Then you also talked about food productivity. Climate change isn't behind the unavailability of food, but rather air pollution, because air pollution poisons the soil. And if the soil is poisoned, how then can food be produced? Then you also talked about rising sea levels. Please listen to me, my opponent. Rising sea level is a normal thing. It is something that has happened in the olden days and will continue happening till God knows when. But it is not a threat to humanity, because it is normalcy. It is normal humanitarian emergencies. Then you also talked about economic loss. What will lead to economic loss is when the land is overpopulated, and then we don't have enough resources. This leads to economic loss. And also something like air pollution can also lead to economic loss, because it affects us human beings as well. And this will lead to reduction in workforce and also have a huge impact on economy. Then you also said climate change is a disease. Where did you get that from? Climate change isn't a disease. It is a fantasy. Because, yes, it's not a disease. It's fantasy. It's not happening. We've only been talking about climate change, but we are living in a world of fantasy. There is nothing like climate change. So, just like I was saying earlier, I mentioned that there is a threat of overfishing. Overfishing, we are on the brink of species of fish are on the brink of extinction, because we have taken the ocean for granted, not minding the repercussions. And countries who derive their high gross domestic product from fishing will face disaster because of the consequences that it will pose to them. And also, as we've covered, a loss in biodiversity, overfishing will also mean a big trouble to us. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess she deserves a round of applause.
She does. I mean, because she said thank you just when my bell was about to go and she exhausted her time. So I wasn't sure whether to ring the bell or not.
She had one eye out for you.
That's right.
And your bell.
Anyway, it is time to hear from her opponent, Abolaji Adesina Mufida. Mufida, your 3 minutes start now.
Standing on existing protocol, I remain the motion supporter that climate change is the biggest threat facing mankind today. My opponent said sustainability, but when we talk about sustainability, we have to know that climate change plays a big part. The Sustainable Development Goal 14 says climate action, which means all other problems caused by climate change must be solved by the year 2030. We must know that for we to develop a sustainable world, we have to address problems such as climate change. We have to start from the top of the problem before we can reach the bottom. If not, there is nothing called sustainability in this world because the world will just go whack. Also, she said deforestation. Do you know that all other factors revolve around climate change? Deforestation, abnormal temperatures, burning, wildfires, droughts, flooding. Deforestation and climate change are linked. Do you know how many people die from insecurity yearly? About 1.2 million people die from abnormal temperature in Africa alone. She said overpopulation. Do you know that overpopulation is as a result of migration and mass displacement. Now, the internal displacement scheme has said that 24 million people are displaced each year due to climate change. Overpopulation, when people are displaced due to climate change, they move to other regions trying to seek sustainable futures. This leads to overpopulation, and in the long run, we get overcrowded places that are not okay for people to live in. Ocean dead zones, rising sea levels. Do you know that when climate change affects the oceans, we see floods? Now, almost a lot of people are dying due to floods. Regions highly susceptible to floods are seeing a lot of child mortality and death rates annually. Now, overfishing. When climate change is there, what fish do we want to take from the ocean? Due to climate change and rising sea levels, we see that the fishes in the sea just die. Now, when God created the earth, God created the earth and God created man. God created man because God could not allow the earth to stay alone, which means our earth needs us. We need human beings in our earth because without human beings, what do we want to use the earth to do? The earth is just going to be useless. The earth is our home and we have to take responsibility. We need to open our eyes. We have to see that climate change is the biggest threat facing humanity today. And we have to find sustainable solutions in order to solve these problems so that we can attain sustainable development. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I don't know what else to say except you're welcome. All right,
brilliant.
Lagos.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant indeed.
That was 14-year-old Mufida Abolaji Adesina.
That's right. The topic is climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Remember, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Just go to YouTube Nigeria Info. The live stream will pop up. Go to Facebook as well. Nigeria Info. The live stream will pop up. We will take a short break, and when we come back, you will hear the closing rounds of this debate. Welcome back, Lagos. It is time for these youngsters to close their arguments. We have 15-year-old Naomi Richard, who is the motion supporter, and 14-year-old Abolaji Adesina Mufida, who is the motion. 15-year-old, I beg your pardon, I have to take that again. 15-year-old Richard Naomi Bassi, who is the motion opposer, and 14-year-old Abolaji Adesina Mufida, who is the motion supporter. The motion being, climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. We've heard the presentation and rebuttal rounds. We will now hear the closing rounds. And for this round, we revert to the motion supporter, 14-year-old Abolaji Adesina Mufida. Your 3 minutes start now.
The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. Exhausted, brutalized, crushed. Three adjectives that best describe our Earth in its current form. 99% of scientists said that 95% of climate change is caused as a result of human activity, primarily the burning of fossil fuels. This leads to increased warming trends that are now impossible to ignore, that affects water resources, productivity, and vulnerable communities. Around 783 million people now face chronic hunger. A global temperature increase of 2 degrees Celsius can add an additional 189 million to this number. Another increase of 4 degrees Celsius can make this number rise to a staggering 1.8 billion. Numerous countries are facing the problem we know as climate change. Now, in Africa, the Sahel region, Niger, Chad, and Mali, they are highly susceptible to food insecurity. Countries in Latin America and the Caribbean are now facing climate hazards like hurricanes, drought, wildfires, and now make people die. Bangladesh, with 75% of its landscape prone to flooding, it is often referred to as cloud zero for climate change. China. China is one of the greatest emitters of greenhouse gases. China is both a contributor to and victim of climate change. In Africa alone, 1.2 million people die as a result of abnormal temperature. The United Nations has discovered that between 2010 and 2020, regions vulnerable to flooding has experienced 50 times higher mortality rates due to flooding and droughts. In conclusion, addressing climate change requires comprehensive strategies that not only mitigate greenhouse gas emissions, but also build resilience to its impact to address sustainable development. Angela Merkel once said, and I quote, "Climate change knows no borders. It will not stop before the Pacific Islands, and it is our responsibility as international community to address these challenges, to find sustainable solutions to these problems in order to ensure that we build a world safe for all to live in. We need to take responsibility. Climate change is our collective problem. Now I say, let's save our homes, let's save our planet, let's save Mother Earth. I hope with this point of mine I have been able to convince you beyond reasonable doubt that climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Thank you
very much.
Well, a rousing finale to her whole argument. Pretty interesting. And that was 14-year-old Mufida Abolaji Adesina.
We will now hear from her opponent, 15-year-old Richard Naomi Bassey, as she closes her argument as well. Bassey, Naomi, your 3 minutes start now. Hold on a moment. We didn't get your mic. I have restarted the clock. I'm about to do that now. Your 3 minutes start.
All protocols duly observed. To continue with, we also have the threats posed by non-communicable diseases. Non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, cancer, and heart diseases are collectively responsible for 70% of deaths worldwide. The risk factors can exacerbate mental health, thus leading to 85% cause of premature deaths globally. Moving on, we have the threats posed by global influenza pandemic. The world will still experience another influenza pandemic, but what we don't know is when it will hit and how severe it will be. I can guess what's on the minds of my opponents is global defenses, but global defenses are just as effective as the weakest link in any country's preparedness and response system. Furthermore, the threat posed by volcanoes. In 1815, an eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia claimed the life of 70,000 people while hurling volcanic ash into the upper atmosphere. It reduced the amount of sunlight hitting the surface of the earth, thus triggering what is now regarded as a year without summer. Its impact was felt around the world and since then has forever remained a threat facing humanity. Importantly, the threat posed by AI, that is artificial intelligence. AI, with its ability to mass produce fake videos, sound bites, and images, poses clerics to countries, institutions, and elections. AI can make or mar humanity with its ability to creates explosives and war equipment. I must let you know that according to statistics, 49% of the brutality of the first and the second world war was as a result of artificial intelligence. It is now beyond doubt that antimicrobial resistance has also posed a threat to humanity. Antimalarials and antibiotics are some of modern medicine's greatest successes. Now, time with drug is running out, as antimicrobial resistance is the ability of parasites, bacteria, fungi, and viruses to resist these drugs. The inability to prevent infections could threaten to send us back to a time where we're unable to easily prevent infections. And this resistance to this drug can cause 10 million people can make it difficult for us to tackle a disease that can cause 10 million people to die, to fall ill, and 1.5 million people to die. We also have the threat posed by weak primary healthcare. As we all know, as citizens, our first point of contact is our primary healthcare. And once a country doesn't have a strong primary healthcare, we'll start to experience a threat of additional deaths. Also, vaccine hesitancy, the refusal to vaccinate despite the availability of vaccine, threatens to send us back to a time where we will not be able to efficiently tackle a vaccine preventable diseases, thus leading to 1.5 million deaths on average per year. And a major point and what is regarded as the greatest threat to humanity is an infection called dengue. Yes, dengue is a mosquito-borne disease. Thank you.
It is dengue, by the way. Not dengue. Dengue, okay?
All right.
Okay.
And so the debate ends between Mofida and Naomi. It's down to the judges.
It is down to the judges, and I do not envy them. Woo! What a debate today.
We'll take a quick break.
That's right.
When we come back, we'll look at the judges' scorecard. And perhaps before that, we'll probably look at some other things that could help these two young individuals, both of them brilliant debaters. And unfortunately, we'll have to say bye-bye to one of them today.
Unfortunately.
All of that right after this. Welcome back. It is time to begin to assess the decisions made by the judges.
We are waiting for the judges to send in their results, by the way.
In the meantime, interesting comments we have on social media. We'll see how many of them we're able to take and how many calls we're able to take before we go. Just to point out a few things.
That's
not,
right.
I don't want to. There was much more than I noted, but Mofida. I think the first thing I caught was the word reek. You don't wreck havoc.
That's right.
You wreak havoc. Okay? You wreck things. The spelling is different. To wreck something, meaning to destroy something, to damage something, is R-E-C-K. But to wreak means to unleash. You understand? To unleash something. It's not, you know. So usually it's used negatively to to describe, you know, havoc or problems. So you wreak. W-R-E-A-K. Okay?
That's right.
Please note that. And there was a point where you said, for we to develop, do you understand? I'm sure you meant for us to develop this or that. Okay? Naomi, ask. Say it. Ask. Say it again.
Ask.
Good. Ask. Do it again.
Ask.
Okay. Continue to practice it. Okay.
Yes,
it usually tends to come out as ax. Okay.
Yes.
And there was a point where you said climate change are caused by, I don't know what you meant by that. Is. Okay. Is. And then I heard infrastructures. Infrastructure is infrastructure. No S. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I'll leave most of that. Mofida, you have to, there was a recurrence of S in your communication. You have to watch that. I'm sure Naomi, Yvonne caught a few other things. I didn't quite, there's something else I want to say, but I don't want to, it might sound prejudicial if I say it now. So go ahead.
Right. Well, I left all the note-taking to you. I was just enthralled by these two. Again, as I said earlier, it's dengue fever. Or you can say dengue as well. Dengue or dengue, but never dengue, okay?
Deng.
Dengue, dengue, de pose. All right.
Yeah.
I'd love to take a few messages on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there are some here that do not in any way... Okay. Wow, how would the judges settle this very tight debates on climate change. What a question. Well,
it was a brilliant debate.
It was interesting.
But also one of missed opportunities.
I agree.
I mean, that stood out for me. These two students were brilliant, but there were opportunities that I expected them to take that didn't quite. Maybe if I, you know, I'll probably point to one.
That's right. Good afternoon, esteemed panel of judges, moderators, contestants, and our ever active listeners. I want to commend Naomi and Mufida for doing justice to today's debate. Naomi, you did a great job, but the strength of your rebuttal wasn't too strong. Please work more on points delivery. Mufida, your rebuttal was quite impressive, and I also want you to word on the S recurring factor, the same thing that Femi just pointed out, okay? In your pronunciations, e.g. futures, you are absolutely a wonderful orator. You both have been able to convince me that you're revving to go. Mufida, I know you will go far in this tournament. Give it your all, my love. Lots of love to everyone in the studio. Thanks to our supportive partners. Lots of love, Mrs. Soboli. Okay, let's see. Well, 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 good evening, everyone. By virtue of nomenclature, my appellative epithet is Dotsun, and I'm a resident of Ipacha. Awesome job, well done, and the confidence, eh? Thanks for this mind-blowing, stupendous, and great debate. Thanks to Nigeria Info and everyone ensuring that there's a comic relief from all the drama happening at present. More power to your elbow. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This one says, this is from Tony from Ikoton. He says, good evening, Yvonne and Mr. Femi. Naomi and Mufida are so brilliant. What a keenly contested debate. They are both worthy winners. Kudos. I agree. I totally agree. This one says, they are good debaters, but I choose Naomi to win this one. Are you a judge? Are you a judge? Leave the judges to do the choosing, okay? Hello, Yvonne and Femi. Don't you think we will need bouncers in the studio like this? Today's contestants didn't come to play, yo. Please blink if you are in trouble. Emmanuel Onwuka. Okay, Emmanuel, I'm blinking. This has truly, truly been quite a debate.
Yeah.
This message says, okay, one last message. Richard Naomi dropping points back to back. I like her coolness and calmness. Wow, she is good. This is from therapy all the way from Ketu. Let's see if the judges have all sent in their scores and we'll see how that goes.
Okay, I think we have them all in.
That's yes, right, we do.
So just before we go into the scorecard, just some missed opportunities. I enjoyed your speech, Mufida, in your closing arguments, but you weren't making very many more points. Do you understand what I mean? It was, I mean, you were driving home, you were, it was oratorically sound, but in a debate where the points matter, do you understand? So if you progress, bear that in mind. I also felt that you let Naomi off the hook when she said there is nothing like climate change. I expected you to come back and take that out, because I don't agree with Naomi, but I'm not her opponent. I don't think there are many people who agree that there is nothing like climate change. It's not necessarily a statement of fact. The climate changes, doesn't it? Even annually, it changes. So on that score, so I would have expected that rather than say there is nothing like climate change, Naomi, you should have said something like climate has always changed throughout history. Do you understand?
What I even meant to say was the threat isn't as great as she's portrayed.
I guess you meant something else, but it came out like climate, there's nothing like climate change, and then she let that go.
Right.
Plus, there were other things. I know that there was some confusion about where you were going with your arguments, especially in your presentation rounds. But I guess the point we're trying to make is that, you know, trying to stick to the topic that climate change is not the greatest threat. So I guess we are trying to mention other things that are threats. Yeah, but you lacked some clarity, Yvonne. Could you help me out there?
Yes, I mean, you did try to come back in the closing
round.
Yeah. You know, but you in the presentation round, it sounded as though you were making a case for climate change as opposed to against, you know, climate change.
Yeah, because
you still tried in a way to ensure that you did not, you know, go south per se. So again, well done. But yeah, in the opening rounds, I expected comments on wars, you know. There are a lot of wars going on right now. That would have been such a great point to make. But I like that you mentioned artificial intelligence as well and a few other things in your closing rounds as well. So,
brilliant. So it's time to go to the judges' scorecards and have a decision.
Should I go first?
Well, either way.
Okay. I will start with Dr. Ngbe Adichie's scorecard. For presentation, he awards 14 points and 5.5 points in favor of Mufida. For rebuttal, he awards 6.5 points to 6 points in favor of Mufida. For closing, he awards 9.5 points to Mufida and 13 points to Naomi. For style, he awards 7.5 points to Mufida and 7 points to Naomi, with a total of 37.5 to Mufida and 31.5 to Naomi.
I'll go to Ufoma Egbamuno's scorecard. For presentation, Mufida, 10.5 points. Naomi, 4.5 points. Rebuttal rounds, Mufida, 12.5 points. Naomi, 7 points. For style, Mufida, 9. Oh, hang on. For closing, Mufida, 10.5 points. Naomi, 14 points. For style, Mufida, 9 points. Naomi, 6 points. For a total of 42.5 points to Mufida Abolaji Adesina and 31.5 points to Richard Naomi Bassi.
And now we come to Judge Amma's scorecard. And here she awards 6 points to Naomi for presentation and 12 points to Mufida for presentation. For rebuttal, she awards 7 points apiece to both Naomi and Mufida. For closing, she awards 15 points to Naomi and 14 points to Mufida. And for style, she awards 6 points to Naomi and 7 points to Mufida, with a total of 34.
Welcome.
Apologies, but we had to ensure that that went. That's from our sponsor, May Brand. Special thanks to them. Anyway, where was I? I believe I was where I was. So I was about to say that in total, Judge Amma awarded 34 points to Naomi and 40 points to Mufida.
All right, leaving one judge's scorecard, Judge Ishoma. For the presentation rounds, Mufida, 12 points. Naomi, 5 points. For the rebuttal rounds, Mufida, 7 points. Naomi, 4 points. For the closing rounds, Mufida, 8 points. Naomi, 12 points. For style, Mufida, 7 points. Naomi, 5 points. For a total of 34 points to Mufida Abolaji Adesina and 26 points to Richard Naomi Bassi.
And the scores are unanimous. The judges are unanimous in their decision, advancing to The quarterfinals is 14-year-old Abolaji Adesina Mufida, a student of Eva Adelaja Girls Senior Secondary School. Congratulations to you. And to you, Naomi. You've had a good run. You have indeed had a good run. And well done. Well done for coming back. And I'm proud of you. Okay? And I hope that you pursue your endeavors in life with as much tenacity as you've pursued I Beg to Differ, because you are tenacious. Okay? And do not lose that for whatever reason. Do you understand me? Well done. You came back again in your last, in the last season. You were wonderful. It is sad to say that you didn't make it to the finals. And in this round again, it appears that to be the same situation. But one thing you can take out of this is that you have learned, you know, to improve your public speaking skill. That is one thing. You can boast that you sat here in the studio, in a live studio, and debated live to a live audience. Now, that is something to add to your resume, and I am immensely proud of you. I hope that you accomplish all that you set out to accomplish, and you do not for any reason let whatever life throws at you deter you, including being told no, or including not advancing when you hope to. Do not let this deter you, okay? Go after your dreams with as much tenacity as you have gone after I Beg to Differ, and thank you so much for coming. We've got about 2 minutes. Femi, do you have anything to say?
Well, I said it was a brilliant debate, but also a debate of lost opportunities.
Right.
I wasn't particularly surprised at the scoring, even though the debate was brilliant.
It was.
And good to go. Mm. And I think it applies as much to Naomi as it applied to Mufida.
That's right.
And again, like I said before, I hadn't even checked the scorecards, but I just knew that Mufida took the presentation and Naomi took the conclusion.
That's right.
Even in the conclusion, Naomi did not do enough, because Mufida let her back in her conclusion by going into, you know, brilliant oratory. But I expected Naomi to hit with points, make more points there. Those points never came. But brilliant effort. Don't worry about it. Keep working, and you will go places in life.
Indeed. I am proud of these young women.
Yes.
And Mufida, that's your topic for the round of 16. Pay attention to the date and pay attention to the topic. We have to go now, Lagos. When we return, we will go into the
one step ahead
other match.
With